Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female, servant or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. All the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance. Then they said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but let not God speak to us or we will die. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you and in order that the fear of him may remain with you so that you may not sin. So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Then the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven. You shall not make other gods besides me, gods of silver or gods of gold. you shall not make for yourselves. You shall make an altar of earth for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen, in every place where I cause my name to be remembered. I will come to you and bless you. If you make an altar of stone for me, you shall not build it of cut stones, for if you wield your tool on it, you will profane it. And you shall not go up by steps to my altar, so that your nakedness will not be exposed on it. You know, so often it saddens me whenever I hear people talk about how God's law is a curse, or they say how God's law is impossible. They try to justify and say that nobody can do it. And many times they're talking about, of course, there's the 613 statute and commandments and ordinances that God made. 613. But a lot of times people are saying that and they're just referring to the top 10, the 10 commandments. And they say how it's impossible for us to keep. And I don't really understand that. But there is a little bit that I kind of see how it can be such a perverse thought. It's perverted from the truth when people have that. And here's a couple examples. Here's one. I've heard so many people talk about don't use the Lord's name in vain. And they of course say, yeah, so you can't say his name and use different profanity with it. Or you can't use his name as some kind of an explicit. But that's not what it means. That's not what in vain means. In vain comes from vanity. It's for selfish purposes or self-gain. So when God says, do not use my name in vain, it's the same thing as going up to someone and saying, you know what God told me to tell you? Just think about that. Someone says, God told me. Now, I believe God speaks to people. That's not what I'm saying. But if God speaks to you, that's one thing. How often do people come up and say, God said whatever it is, and he never really did? They are using God's name for personal, selfish reasons. Or how about this? When we use the church or the Bible as a justification for doing the wrong thing for self-gain, that is using the Lord's name in vain. When I will say, well, God says that since I do business this particular way, God says that that means you're supposed to do what I say. You should use my services. That's using God's name in vain. So don't use God's name for self gain. It should be about God's gain, the kingdom's gain, not self gain. So we can see how we get that confused. Yes, you should not blaspheme the name. You should not use it with explicits or say it inappropriately. But also don't lie and say that God told you to say something or God told you to do something that he actually didn't say or do. And then here's the other one. If those top 10 are that important, which it's a lot of people, they say, out of the 613 commandments and statutes and ordinances, Jesus came, he lived perfectly, he died on the cross, so we don't have to worry about them anymore. And then those people typically would turn around and say, except for those top 10, they say, the Ten Commandments, yes. Because, of course, when you come back to them and say, oh, so since Jesus died on the cross, we can murder now? So I guess if Jesus died on the cross, now we can covet our neighbor's wives. No. And they say, no, of course not. You still have to follow the top 10. Okay. So 613 commandments, statutes, and ordinances, 603 of them were taken away. There's only these 10 left. All right. So when do they celebrate the Sabbath? See what I mean? We pick and we choose. God said to keep these things. God said to follow these things, and they're not difficult. They're not hard. we make them difficult. He didn't. In the Old Testament, as well as in the New Testament, and in the Gospel, straight out of Jesus' mouth, he said, "This is easy. This isn't difficult. The curse isn't what God asked us to do. The curse is what man turned it into." Well, Father, I pray that you can just help to open our eyes and open our ears that we can see your desire, your will, your calling, and everything that you would have us do within obedience to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.